Shalom to all. Today's Avos Cholim Daf Samach Aleph, and we're starting Samach Aleph Beis, the bottom line at the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Tzar Basim Yaka Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said Simani Oifloi Nemru that Simanim of a kosher non kosher bird weren't said in the Torah. As more of a loy wasn't, but Tanya we have a brisa. We quote the pasuk that says Nasher, which even though nowadays is translated as eagle, it's a big machlekes mefarshim whether or not it's actually referring to the eagle. If that's the non kosher bird the Torah is talking about. Either way, the brisa quotes this word Nasher as one of the non kosher birds. Samach Aleph Amraf on top. And what do we learn from here? My Nasher Miyuchid. Just like Nasher's miyuchid, she'ain lo yatzba yisera, it doesn't have his extra finger, this extra claw, or v'zefek, it doesn't have a zefek, v'ink korban niklaf, its korban can't be peeled, v'dairus v'aichel, it's also dairus and it eats, tamei, this is a non-kosher bird, af kol kiyotze by tamei, so too anything that's like the Nasher is tamei. Whereas Tyrin, which is mentioned by the Torah as a kosher bird, she'yashlan etzba yisera, it has his etzba yisera, v'zefek, and it has a zefek, v'korban niklaf, and its korban is peeled, v'ain dairus v'aichlin, and they're not dairus and aichel, tahirin, they're tahar. So af kol kiyotze by Tyrin, so too anything that's like Tyrin are tahar, they're kosher. So we clearly see, based off of what the Torah says is a non-kosher bird, we can learn what simanim of non-kosher and kosher birds are. So what does that mean? It's not written in the Torah. So Rabbi answers, "Lainer peirushan midivrei Torah elam midivrei seifrim." The peirush, the explanation that we just gave, that wasn't said in the Torah. That had to be explained by the seifrim, by the chachamim. In other words, the only thing that's mentioned in the Torah are the different types of non-kosher birds, but it doesn't give the signs, the simanim, the different descriptions of what that means to be a non-kosher bird. And the chachamim are the ones who derived, oh, we see from this that this is non-kosher and this is kosher. And actually, as we're about to see right now, there is a possibility that even non-kosher birds have simani taira. The Torah lists 24 non-kosher birds. 20 of them have 3 simani taira. The Irev has 2, and the Paris and Uznia have 1, and only the Nesher has none. So that's what we continue talking about. Tani Rebchi teaches in Braisa, Aifa Baba Simon Echad Tahar. If we have a bird that has only one simon tahara, one of these 4 that you just mentioned, it's actually kosher. Why is that? Vishen Damla Nesher. It's not compared to a Nesher. Nesher, Delesle Klal, Hu Delay Techol. A Nesher doesn't have any simani taira, so that's the type of bird that you're not allowed to eat. Whereas ha'ikah de'islechad teichol, if you have a bird that has even one simen taira, so then you're allowed to eat it, it's perfectly fine. Ask the Gemara, why is that what we're darshaning from? In other words, why are we looking at nesher and saying that if a bird is not like a nesher, then it's kosher? We should do the exact opposite. V'leif mi tyrin. Let's learn from tyrin, which are kosher birds. Ma tyrin de'ikah kulu arba, just like tyrin, they have all 4 simani taira. Af hachinami, so too all other birds, ad de'ikah kulu arba, they have to have all 4 simani taira, and only then they're kosher. That should be what we're looking at. Why is it that we're saying that even if it has one simen taira, since it's not like nesher, it's kosher? So we answer him, Kim, because if that's really so, shar oifes tmeim dekas rachman olamali, why would the pasuk mention all these other non-kosher birds that we mentioned? There's a total of 24 of them. Why would the Torah have to mention them? All the Torah would have to say is tyrin are kosher, and mimela, anything that's not like a tar, it doesn't have all 4 simani taira, so automatically you know that it's not kosher. It must be from the fact that the Torah mentions a whole bunch of other non-kosher birds that we learn that the simen of a kosher bird is just something that's not like a nesher. However, the Gemara continues asking, and this is a very similar question to what we just asked previously, just asked in a different way. So fine, v'nelef minayu, why don't we learn from all those other non-kosher birds? Why don't we say as follows, ma hasam t'lasa v'lo yachlinon, just like 20 out of the 24 have 3 simani taira, but still are not allowed to eat them, af kol t'lasa v'lo yachlinon, so to all other birds that have 3 simani taira are not allowed to be eaten, and v'chol shekein trei v'chad, for sure if a bird has only 2 or 1 simani taira, it's not allowed to be eaten, why not learn from there? So we answer, because imkain, if that's really so, ayrev d'kas rachman olamali, why would the taira bother writing Irev? As we had mentioned just before, then an Irev has 2 simani taira. Hashta de islay talasa loyachlinon, now that we mentioned 20 birds that have 3 simani taira they're not allowed to be eaten, de islay tremi baya? If it has 2 simani taira, do you need even say that it's not allowed to be eaten? Of course it's not allowed to be eaten. And from the fact that taira specifies that Irev is not allowed to be eaten, and again, as we just said, that's not really necessary, it must be that it's only this list of non-kosher birds which is not allowed to be eaten. But if we have a bird which is not like these, again, going back to Nesher, if we have a bird that's not like a Nesher, and it has at least 1 simen taira, then it would be allowed to be eaten. Our Sama Khalfon based on topic marketing is asking Flaif me Irev. So why don't we learn from Irev that Mahasam Trey Loi, just like over there, as 2 Simani Taira, it's still not allowed to be eaten. I've called Trey Loi. So too, any other birds that have 2 Simani Taira are not allowed to be eaten. So we respond, no, because Imkain, Paris of Uznia the cause Rahman Alamali. Why is the Taira right? Paris and Uznia, these two are written in the same pasuk as Nasher that they're not allowed to be eaten. Why would that be? Hashda the Islay Trela Khlinon, now that we just said regarding Irev, which has 2 Simani Taira, it's not allowed to be eaten, the Islay Khadmi Baya, if it has only 1 simen taira, which is Paris and Uznia, each one only have 1 simen taira, would we even have to say that? Obviously not. Once again, it must be that the pasuk specifies Paris and Uznia are not allowed to be eaten. Once again, we see from there that it's just a specific list that's mentioned in the Torah, which are not kosher birds, going back to what Jeruchi originally taught, that as long as we have something that's not like a nesher, and it even has 1 simen taira, then it's a kosher bird. Once again, the Gemara asks, when Nigmar Paris and Uznia, why don't we learn from Paris and Uznia that any bird, even has 1 simen taira, it's not kosher? So the Gemara answers, no, because Imkain, if that's so, then nesher, because Rahman Alamali, why is the pasuk have to say nesher? Hashta, the Islechad Now, in regards to Paras and Oznia, they even have one simen Taira. That would teach us that all other birds that have one simen Taira are not allowed to be eaten. Well, the less like Klal Mibaya, if it doesn't have any simani Taira like Nesher, would we even have to say that? Ella must be that since the Torah writes Nesher, it's specifically trying to teach us that Nesher delas like Klal, who delay Teichol, a Nesher and anything else like a Nesher that doesn't have any simani Taira that's not allowed to be eaten. Hadis Lechad, Achol, whereas any other bird that does have one simen Taira, it is allowed to be eaten, and all the other ones that are mentioned in the Torah is just those birds, but not anything else like them. And so therefore, technically, if we were to find a bird that's not considered one of the birds mentioned in the Torah, even if it doesn't have all four simani Taira, it only has three or two or maybe even one, it would technically be kosher. Now the Gemara asks on one of our suggestions, Ve'elotaima the Katz Rachman and Nesher. We're saying now the reason why any other bird that would have at least one simen Taira would be kosher is because the Torah wrote Nesher, and Nesher has no simani Taira. Holav Hachi, but if not for that, Havamina, we did have this thought that Nelefim Paras of Oznia, we would learn from Paras and Oznia because they have only one simen Taira and they can't be eaten. So again, there's this Havamina that we learn from there that any other bird that has one simen Taira is not allowed to be eaten. The problem with that is as follows. Havalei Paras of Oznia, Shnei Ksumim Baim Ke'echad, Paras and Oznia are two psukim that are coming like one, and Shnei Ksumim Baim Ke'echad Eim Elamdin. We have a rule all across Shas that Shnei Ksumim Baim Ke'echad Eim Elamdin. Namely, when we have two psukim telling us the same exact thing, we're not able to learn from there to other places, because why else would the Torah have two psukim teaching us the same thing? It should just teach it to us once, and then we learn from there to everywhere else. It must be that since we have two psukim teaching us the same thing, that the din is unique to those two psukim, and it can't be learned to anywhere else. So it'd be the same thing with Paras and Oznia. These are two birds that each have one simen Taira, that's Shnei Ksumim Baim Ke'echad. And so anyway, I wouldn't be able to learn from there that other birds that have only one simen Taira are not kosher. So what's the Havamina? The Gemara answers, Gemiri, we have a Mesaira, De'ika Bahai, Leka Bahai. That whatever's in this is not in that, whatever's in that is not in this. In other words, Paras and Oznia, even though they each only have one simen Taira, it's not the same one. We don't know what it is, says Rashi, but we definitely know that Paras has one simen Taira, Oznia has a different simen Taira to it, and therefore it's not considered Shnei Ksumim Baim Ke'echad, and therefore, if not for the fact that the Torah wrote Nesher, we actually would have been able to learn from Paras and Oznia. Ask the Gemara, hold on. Michni, let's see. Asim Rabba, if it's name Havu, there's 24 non-kosher birds listed in the Torah. And Yefshur Dechad Eka Bahanach Leka Bahani. It's impossible that a simen Taira that one of them has doesn't show by a different one, because there's only four simani Taira. Mimela, back to drawing board, Bahavu Shnei Ksumim Ke'echad, that at least two of the birds that are mentioned in the Torah that are not kosher are Shnei Ksumim Ke'echad, and we wouldn't be able to learn from there to anywhere else. The Gemara says, you're right. However, Gemiri, we have another Mesaira that Asim Rabba, if it's name Havu, there's 24 birds written in the Torah that are not kosher, Varba Simonim, and there's four Simani Taira, and Talasa Haji Bikulu, there's three Simani Taira, which are spread out across all these birds, obviously besides for Nesha doesn't have any of them, but there's three Simani Taira, which every single one of the birds mentioned have at least one of them. Now, Esther Mehem, Shloisha Shloisha, there's 20 birds, as we had said, that have three Simani Taira, Utre Ba'irev, and Irev has two Simani Taira, Chad, Paris of Chad Ba'Aznia, Paris has one, and Aznia has one, and the Izi Bahalase Baha, what this one has, the other one doesn't have. In other words, one of these non-kosher birds has one simen, and that one simen Taira is not by any of the other birds. We don't know which one it is, but that's our Mesaira, that we have one non-kosher bird that has one simen Taira, and that doesn't show up in any other bird. So it actually turns out what we said is not true. That's not Shnei Ksumim Baim Ke'echad, and therefore we technically would be able to learn from that bird, whichever one it is, that any other bird that has only one simen Taira would be not kosher. And that's what the Gemara says. Ma'ale Tema, we might have thought, Leilof Minei, that we should learn from it, and in order to show not so, cause Rachman and Nesher, that's why Torah writes Nesher, and that teaches us that Nesher, delesle klal, hu delay teichol, than a Nesher that doesn't have any simani Taira, that's the bird that's not allowed to be eaten, ha'ikad eslechad, but if you find a bird that has only one simen Taira, and it's not included in any of the birds that's listed by the Taira, achol, it's allowed to be eaten. Ask the Gemara, okay, ela tyrin de kas rachmano lamali, if that's the case, then why does the Taira have to write tyrin? Tyrin, as we said before, is a kosher bird that has all four simani Taira, but if what we just came out with is correct, that actually a kosher bird could even be something that has only one simen, so why does the Taira have to write tyrin in the first place? And the answer is, Amrav Oko Bar Chama, le carbon, specifically for carbon purposes. We know that when a person has to bring a bird carbon, there's two choices, tyrin and b'nei yayna, and that's all the Taira is mentioning tyrin for, to say that this is the type of bird that should be brought as a carbon. But in terms of kosher birds, what's allowed to be eaten, just stop, you want to shech the bird and eat it, nothing to do with the carbon, it'd be something that's even not a tyrin. And Rashi adds on that the reason why the Tan in the Braisa mentions tyrin is just an easy reminder. If a person wants to be able to remember what are the Simani Taira, so all he has to do is go to the Braisa, look at what the Tan said about tyrin, he mentions those four Simani Taira, and that's an easy way to remember it. But again, in terms of a kashrus of a bird, technically, if we were to find a bird that has only one Simen Taira, so it's not like an Esher, and it would be kosher. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.